From WFSU Public Media, you're listening to Voices That Inspire.
Hello, I'm Vincent T. Edwards, better known as Mr. Speaker, and I'm an inspirational and motivational speaker.
So, being that that's what you define yourself as, what does that mean? What are you inspiring and motivating people about?
Helping them to reach their potential. And what I like to say is helping them to move from the mediocre to the magnificent. And what that really means is helping them to define who they really are, what they've been placed on this earth to do, and asking them the right questions to figure out what that is and how to best close that gap to get them there.
And why do you care about that?
Because that kept me, and when I say that, not knowing that had me wandering around and around and around, and that was very painful. And I don't want people to go through life not knowing what they were put here on earth to do, because you can waste a lot of time, energy, and effort. And it can cost you a lot of time that you can't get back. And it just inspires me to see that light bulb come on and for people to realize, wow, this is what my life is all about. And that's what inspires me to get them to realize that. Because I made a lot of mistakes in my life because I was so focused on what other people wanted me to do rather than what I was designed and put on this earth to do.
So do you mind speaking a little bit about your own personal journey of like what happened and how you got back on the right path?
No. One of the things was, you know, when I graduated high school, I graduated with honors, and everyone in my family was like, oh, Vincent, you should go to school to be a doctor. You should be a doctor. And I was like, okay, well, I guess I'll be a doctor because that's what they said I should be, not realizing that's not what was inside of me, that passion. And so I went to the University of Florida, pre-med major, and took all these chemistry courses, and I was just like absolutely miserable. And it wasn't that I could not do the coursework. It was just not in me to do the coursework. So I pledged a fraternity and just lost my focus. And I didn't pay attention in class anymore, and I got caught up in the nightlife. And all of a sudden, I found myself, because I wasn't focused, because it wasn't what I wanted to do, on other things. And I found myself on academic probation. And going home was not an option. And so I ended up going to the military to get money to finish up school. And then ultimately I came back and I transferred to Florida State, where I received my degree in management. And throughout all of that, throughout all those failures, and then ended up having to go to the military, I came to the conclusion that, you know, medicine was not me. And when I found that my passion was business, oh my goodness, I came alive. And then when I pursued that and I found out that I enjoyed business and speaking and teaching, that was it. I came alive and my life changed drastically. I was able to focus. I was able to do things and my career took off.
So that's a really important message for a lot of young people. How do you have a 19-year-old son. So how do you impart that kind of wisdom to someone? Sometimes you just have to live it to learn it. How do you help people maybe avoid some of those pitfalls?
To avoid pitfalls, one of my favorite quotes that I live by is, smart people learn from their own mistakes, but wise people learn from the mistakes of others. And I share parts of my life, but I share with young people, it's like, what is it that makes you come alive? What is it that you want to do despite what anybody else says, what is it that you want to do? And I force them to say, you know, if money wasn't an issue, if, you know, you could be whatever it is that you want to be and there was no obstacles, what would that be? And it forces them to take a look at it. And then, okay, once you realize that, okay, how do we go about doing it? What is it that you need? What are the resources that you need? How can we go about making that happen? And a lot of times they may not even know what that is. And it's and not knowing is a good answer because now you have to try certain things. And I take my son, for example. He didn't find out that he had a love for basketball until he tried baseball, soccer, and every other thing. And the key is trying new things and not being afraid to fail. And in order to not be afraid to fail, you have to have a good support system. And that support system has to be your parents. And they have to be there to be able to say, I'm going to allow my child to live their life and not live my life through them vicariously.
Yeah, I think that's something parents do to their kids. A colleague station of ours, they created this video I love, and it was this mom. She thought she's going to raise this kid who's going to be a business leader. Well, it turned out he had a passion for welding. So she said her ending statement is, you know, hi, instead of, I thought I was raising a CEO, but instead I raised a welder. And her arc of understanding her kid and seeing his happiness. You know, I think if parents can allow their child to make those right decisions and see the joy that their child gets from doing what they want to do, then sometimes then we can follow along.
And you are so right, because everybody may want their child to be an eagle, but the child may just want to be a duck. And it's okay. And I'm just reminded of, I heard that story, because everyone is uniquely made. And what we have to do is to look at, what is it that I'm designed to do? Because everyone can't be an eagle. Everyone has a place. You know, I'm not designed to be the producer that's behind the booth like the one today. I go crazy. It's not me. And I'm not designed to be the best interviewer like you are. But I am designed to be the orator, the one who can speak and speak life and to help guide people. So we have to understand that. And what we need to do is to be able to discern that. And now, how do we bring those qualities out in people and help them to be the best that they can be?
Okay, so yesterday I was at a school, and these are kids that are at the school because they have fallen behind academically. So this is a recovery school at Leon. It's a Leon County school called mm-hmm. Success Academy. And these kids, they look like deer in the headlights. You know, they're coming in. They already feel the pressure of knowing a sense that they're failing. The principal, we've set up the series where we bring in people to talk to them to kind of inspire them, see pathways. What would you say to those kids? There's probably 30 of them, predominantly African American, mixed girls, boys. But they look, for me, it's always waiting to see when the aha moment comes, when they can hear the message. But I feel like they have so much like buzz going on in their heads for them to be able to calm enough to hear a message. How do we reach kids like that?
One of the things that you have to do to reach them is to really talk to them and to find out who they are and really listen to them. Because in order to reach people, a lot of times what I found is that we try to throw a lot of things at individuals first, before we even know who they are and what they are all about before we even know their story. And a lot of times I think we need to just sit down, and I know they're kids, but they have a story. What is it that's going on? Why are you here? Just listen to them. And once we listen to them and we know who they are and what's going on, you can find a way to say, okay, this is how I can reach that person. Because if you know a little bit about them and how they think and how they act, you can find a way to connect to that individual. Because once you can make a connection to the heart of a person, you can reach them with all types of things. And when that person knows that you genuinely care about them, then they'll open up and then you can pour all types of content and things. And most of all, love into that person. And when they understand and know that you care and genuinely love them, they'll be willing to listen to you and learn from you. But the first thing is you've got to listen to them and find out what's going on to connect. Find just one thing to connect with them. And once you find that connection, I'm telling you, you talk about everything will just shoot up to the stars.
I do think that that is what adults tend to do. We talk at and don't think that they're worth listening to, because mm-hmm. We think we have all the answers. Yeah.
And a lot of times they have answers and they just want to be heard. And I stated that I'm a motivational speaker, but I'm also a pastor, and I find myself a lot of times listening, and then I'm watching the news, and I listen to talk radio. You know, full disclosure, I'm an NPR junkie. I love listening to talk radio. And I listen to stories all the time, and what troubles me is I hear a lot about young people with emotional stress and thoughts of contemplating suicide because of everything that's going on, because they don't have anybody that will really listen to them. And a lot of times that's all they want, is they want to be heard, and they're reaching out to us as adults, and they're even trying to reach out to their friends, but they're doing it with these electronic devices that won't even talk back to them. But I think from the standpoint of motivation and inspiration, there's nothing like the human touch, and there's nothing like the human voice. And I know that because there's nothing like the touch of a mother and the voice of a mother late at night when a child is crying.
Aw, makes me glad I'm a mom. I want to just sort of finish it out, because you're an inspirational speaker, but what inspires you?
What inspires me is when someone that's heard something that I've spoken, not only heard it, but internalized it, used it, applied it, a practical application, and it was successful, and it changed some aspect of their life for the better. Doesn't have to be anything great, but a positive change, and it made a difference. That inspires me to keep going, because it says, Mr. Speaker, you're doing what you were called and designed to do.
Which gets right back to how we started with you trying to figure out what it is you really wanted to do.
Yes, indeed.
Is there anything else you want to add to this narrative that we've been talking about? Anything else you want people to know about you?
It's just that, you know, I'm very open, honest, and I will do my last and give my last to help anybody, because I grew up basically what I would call the runt of the litter. I couldn't play sports because I was small. I was buck-toothed and four-eyes. And, you know, it was just all I had going for me was education. And I had to make friends the best way I could because I always was the last one picked. But I would say to anyone, no matter how hard life gets and how you feel, just remember, just be who you are. Don't try to be anybody else, because I tried to be someone else and I failed miserably. Just be the best that you can be. And just no matter whatever is going on in your life, just maintain the focus on the fundamentals, fight in all that you have to do, have fun, but finish everything that you start. Just finish. I'm Vincent T. Edwards, Mr. Speaker. And I'm an inspirational and motivational speaker.
You're listening to Voices That Inspire.